We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worth a try if you're a Power 5 commissioner, but this begging will go nowhere. Ultimately, the NCAA is going to have to concede on this or fight a whole bunch of lawsuits that get really, really expensive.
Story number three.
Kennedy Chandler announced earlier today that he is leaving Briarcrest Christian. He will play his senior season at Sunrise Christian Academy in Kansas. Five-star point guard, terrific prospect, really bright young man, and couldn't be happy for him to get this opportunity. It seems to be rooted in the right stuff. Like, I want to be tested every day in practice. I want to compete at a higher level. You know, I think my mindset, when I was in high school, if I would have been this talented at anything, I'd have been like, I kind of like being the baddest thing on the planet by a significant yeah. margin. Like, I don't know that I'd have run for more competition. I'd have probably been happy to just continue to dominate in the state of Tennessee within the city of Memphis. But he is looking for something more, and so good for him. I'm sure he'll work out splendidly. But it does, put a hit on Memphis high school basketball. Like, next season, under normal circumstances, two of the top 10 to 15 players in the country were going to be playing high school basketball in Memphis. Musa Cisse at Lausanne and Kennedy Chandler at Briarcrest Christian. Now Musa Cisse reclassifying. He's going to play college basketball next season. Kennedy Chandler moving to Kansas. He will not play in Memphis next season. So there will still be some nice prospects in the area, but it won't be nearly what it could have been. We could have spent next season watching two five-stars have their senior years in Memphis schools, and now both of them are going in a different direction.
Story number four.
It's now being reported that the NCAA and NABC are working on creating evaluation periods in August, September, and October. So that's good news for the class of 2021 kids, that they will get this opportunity as long as we don't have another outbreak between now and then. Usually there are evaluation periods in April, believe May, and certainly July. July being Peach Jam, the biggest event. Well, now you're going to go August, September, and October. So I would assume you get a Peach Jam in October, which will be different but still fun. And more than anything, the good news here is just it's not the Kennedy Chandlers that need this stuff. It is the other prospects who are looking for better opportunities than the ones they already have or looking for opportunities at all. These evaluation periods really do lead to young people getting scholarship offers that they would have never otherwise received. And so I'm glad that the NCAA and NABC are working together to try to create these live periods. They won't go off as normal. Nothing's going to happen in the month of July. But if things go well, August, September, and October, they'll be playing grassroots basketball all over this country. Jeff Calkins up next.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Take your chance at hitting the jackpot with Mega Millions. With the jackpot now up to $336 million, you could be tonight's big winner. Mega Millions tickets are available at any Tennessee Lottery retailer.
At Cooper Systems, they would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the frontline employees, the first responders, the medical workers, and all of those fine people who are working to meet the needs of our community in these challenging times. We all appreciate how they are working to keep us safe and healthy. Their dedication, their bravery, and commitment are inspiring. And we want every one of these heroes to know that we take comfort every day and in every way and are very thankful they are here for us. You know, we're all doing our best to live together, to laugh together, and to stick together, even when we are far apart. So thank you to the nurses, the doctors, the frontliners, and first responders of all kinds. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you very much. From Lee and Lauren Cooper and all the staff at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park.
In the story by Ernest Gordon called The Bridge on the River Kwai, Scottish soldiers were being held by a particularly brutal squad of Japanese soldiers. One day, during a tool check, they discovered that a shovel was missing. One of the Japanese soldiers said that he would kill every person in the squad until someone admitted that they had taken the tool. When he brought out his gun in order to shoot the first soldier, a man stepped out of line, basically admitting that he was the thief, and he was beaten to death by an axe handle. Just a few moments later, a recount proved that the shovel was indeed there. It had been a mistake. But this man had given his life so that no one else in his squad would be harmed. Many times we think that life is valued by the things we understand and know, but many times it is about the simple sacrifices we make for those we love. I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. Remember, you matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. That's weekdays, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I've resolved to do better on your show because it still was an adjustment with these new headphones that you had them order for me that I now are part of my life. It has come to my attention that you hear everything that I am doing. Yesterday, people thought I was at Augusta for some reason as I was. And so I have resolved to do better. I'm not going to be cooking, cleaning, going on walks, walking my dog. I'm just going to give you and the audience, more important, the audience, my full attention.
Now, it's very kind of you. Let me stop you here. You're not doing better right now. You sound different. What's different about today?
Well, what I was going to say was, I am driving to Buffalo right now,
okay. And
it's a 14-hour drive.
Sure.
Even if I actually can pull off, but it's going to sound, I'm in a car, right? It's far away from my home. So I want to, I know I said I would do better. I wanted to check on the sound quality at the very beginning as I am driving to Buffalo to take care of my aging mother.
Are you on your headset right now?
I am on, this is great, sound check. I am right now on my headset.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I used to, when I would do radio interviews during the day, I would do what you seemed to be doing yesterday, which is like, hey, I'm going to go for a walk. You know, I'll just, I'll get some exercise in, just move around a little bit while I'm talking on the phone for the next 20 minutes.
Get my steps in. That's what I was doing yesterday.
Just trying to get your steps in. And what I found is that in my neighborhood, there were just every time I would walk, a dog would start barking at me.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is about. Is that normal? Do dogs bark no matter what when they see humans? Because every house I walked by, a dog would bark at me. My stupid dog chases everybody. She's out of her mind. Like, she is going to get run over by an Amazon truck. I'm telling you how her life ends. It ends with her getting run over by an Amazon truck. because she hears a truck or the mail person or whatever, and she could peek up out of our front door into the glass, and she peeks up and she looks and she sees them, and then we have a doggy door, and she sprints out the dog door and then goes after the Amazon truck. And I'm just like, at some point, that's just not going to end well.
Does she get up under the wheels of the Amazon truck?
She's pretty brave. I mean, like, you know, like, it's not like the Amazon truck can just drive away without worrying about her. I feel sick for FedEx people, Amazon, our mail person, because if Pipe notices them, she chases them, and they can't just drive normally. They have to wait and see where she's at and make sure it's okay, and it's a mess. I've tried to fix it, but I don't know how other than to eliminate the doggy door. But you eliminate the doggy door, then you got to let her out every single time she wants to go out. I'm not interested in that, so I don't know.
Well, anyway, so my point was I'm going to do better starting Monday. No, Monday I'll be driving back.
Oh, God.
But I hope I'm not doing anything else. Like, I'm not stopping and pumping gas. I'm literally just sitting in my car. So yesterday, though, I know Bennett, I gather, Charles, when he listens from Washington, D.C., he says, do you hang on and see what they say when you're gone? I guess you regularly trash me when I hang up. And so not that it's not deserved. And Bennett yesterday said, I think it was a small child in the background. And it's because when I was walking, there was, in fact, like a little small child on a skateboard or something going by. Yeah, it wasn't my small child, Bennett, but there was one going by. Yeah, you correctly identified the small child in the background. Maybe that should be the new game we play here during the pandemic. Where is Jeff? What's he doing? And what sounds do you hear in the background? Anyway, that's what I'm doing. Now I'm driving to Ohio somewhere, driving to Buffalo.
Well, I tell you, if I could pick between the two, I'd rather have you walking around with young children than driving to Buffalo, because it sounded better yesterday.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's like they're
all... I had my headphones.
I know. I don't know. Listen, I'm not an audio technician. I don't know how to fix this. Let's talk about the NBA. So earlier today, they had the Board of Governors call, and they did not finalize a format, but they did make it clear they're down to four formats. They're going to pick between these four. One of them is just take the top eight in the East and the West and go directly to the playoffs. That's option A. Option B is take the top 20 teams right now, take them to Disney World, do the group stage that we've discussed earlier this week, and then get into an eight-team bracket of seven-game series to conclude the season. The other is to take 22 teams, and this one is a little confusing to me, and we'll talk about it in a moment, but take 22 teams to Disney, play some games to shake out the regular season, and then have a play-in tournament for the final seed or two. And then option D is take all 30 teams to Walt Disney World, get everybody to 72 regular season games, and then have a play-in tournament, and then have the actual tournament. Now, it appears to me that option A and option D are off the board. Option A is just take the top eight to Disney and go directly to the playoffs. And the reason that's off the board, I would assume, is because though it is the cleanest and probably fairest way to do it, it's also the least lucrative. It's fewer games, and you leave a lot of money on the table. So I can't imagine they go that path. The other one, take all 30 teams. Like, they still say it's under consideration, but then they immediately say, but they're not taking all 30 teams. They're just not going to do it. All 30 teams don't want to be there. They don't want to have meaningless games. That's not going to happen. So really, we're down to take 20 teams to Disney and do the group stage, and we've discussed that multiple times this week, so we won't do that again. The other one is to take 22 teams to Disney World, play games, shake out the seeding, and then have a play-in tournament for the final two seeds. Now, Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer wrote about this, and he said that what he's been told is that if you take 22 teams, what you would do is have each team, once they get there, play eight games, and they count for your regular season record. And then after that, we know how to see whatever we're doing, and there will then be a play-in tournament that will take place for the eighth seed in each conference. Now, here's the part that I don't understand. You tell me if I'm just missing something. If you're going to take 22 teams and you're going to hold your conferences, that means you're taking 11 in each conference. And in the Eastern Conference, it's actually fine because Washington would be ninth with 24-40 record. Charlotte would be 10th with a 23-42 record. The Bulls would be 11th with a 22-43 record, and they are a full game and a half above everybody below them. So there is a clear line there that you draw. In the West, it's not so clear because Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento would all essentially be tied for 9th, 10th, and 11th, but the Spurs are only a half game behind those three teams. Could you really cut somebody off because they merely played a game or less or more than the other teams? That seems crazy to me.
That seems crazy to me as well. How does it work? Let's say you could do it, though, okay? Take me through how it's going to work exactly. Let's just pretend we're going to do that. How exactly is it going to work?
Okay, you would take those 22 teams. This is why I think you'd probably need to get rid of conferences and take just the best 22 records right now. But like, whatever. You take 22 teams, and everybody plays 8 more games. We call them regular season games. That's a whole bunch of games. And so that's good for television, good for revenue. And then you lock in, I guess, the top 7 in the East, the top 7 in the West, and you make the other 8 teams play for the final 2 playoff spots. Now, exactly what that would look like, single elimination, best 2 of 3, something with a loser's bracket, that remains unclear. But basically, after your quote-unquote 8 regular season games, you'd lock in 14 teams to the playoffs, and then you'd have 8 teams playing for the final 2 spots. And given that the Grizzlies aren't going to catch the Mavericks,
no matter what, the Grizzlies are going to be in that play-in tournament.
Right. No matter what, the Grizzlies is actually one of the teams that would have nothing to play for and nothing to gain because they're going to be in the play-in tournament no matter what.
I have a hard time not looking at this through Memphis lens. Now, the good thing is it's better than just having a play-in tournament because you get more games. But one of the problems with a play-in tournament without this thing you're describing, without the 8 games first, is that really we're going to have the Grizzlies, you know, get back together and whatever and have a 3-game play-in tournament with Portland, New Orleans, Memphis. You know, that, to me, never made sense because it wasn't enough games to get fired up for, right? Whereas here, if you do 8 and then a play-in tournament, at least you're playing a lot of games. It is basically screwing the Grizzlies, though. Like it's saying, you guys are automatically in the play-in tournament, and so have your 8 games of warm-up, but then you're going to have to win the spot that you had already won, and if you want to be outraged about that, you can be. Now, Dallas actually would have a chance to move up and out of the play-in tournament, right? But you could argue that if they end up in the play-in tournament, they have a right to be 10-2, except for the fact that, like, how far is Dallas right now out of?
Well, I actually think, based on the way Kevin O'Connor described it, Dallas is basically, like, the top 7 in the West would be set. I mean, not set 1 through 7, but the group of 7.
Is that true? I thought it would be the bottom 2 in each conference would have to be a play-in tournament. You're saying that it's regardless of conference?
What he wrote is that you'd have a 22 teams playing 8 regular season games, and then the top 7 are locked in the East and the West, and then the other 8 for the 8 seed. So the Mavericks, so the
2-8.
Yeah, the 7 in the West would be the Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, Jazz, Thunder, Rockets, Mavericks in some order. So they all have something to play for because they can change their 1 through 7, but those are going to be the 1 through 7. The Grizzlies would just be kicked into a play-in tournament, honestly, unfairly.
Well, plus, I mean, the garbage part of that is that, okay, let's see, if we're going to play off the rest of our – yeah, that's unfair. That's unfair to the Grizzlies, honestly, because right now the Grizzlies' chances, if you look at 538, right, are 45% chance of getting the 8 seed, right? Under this tournament, under this description, a thing you describe, where you have 4 teams playing for 1 slot, they certainly don't have more than a 25% chance of getting that slot, right? Because they got 4 teams for 1 slot. Yeah, it screws the Grizzlies. On the other hand, again, in the giant scheme of things, who really cares? But that screws the Grizzlies. It takes their chances. In the real playoff world, they would have been about a 50-50 condemning them to be in a four-game playoff tournament where, yeah, you might win, but the odds are you probably won't.
The only way that the Grizzlies could avoid that play-in tournament is if they actually scrapped the conferences, which I think you probably have to do based on the fact that the Spurs, I mean, the Pelicans, Kings, and Spurs all have 36 losses. The only difference between them is that the Spurs have played one less game, so they got 27 wins instead of 28. Or they played one less game. Yeah, they've played one fewer game than the Kings and the Pelicans. And so you can't just leave them out over a half game. You can't do that. That's crazy. So what you could do is strip the conferences and just take best 22 teams. And so
what's the divider? Where's the divider then?
Okay, so the best 22 teams would be the top eight in the – I mean, the top seven in the West plus the top six in the East. So that's 13. And then the Grizzlies would actually be 14th if you did it that way. And so if they could hold on to that 14th, they would actually be the 7th seed or the 14th seed, you know, the equivalent of the 7th seed, and they wouldn't have to play in the play-in tournament. The only way the Grizzlies could avoid the play-in tournament.
If you did that, what is it, down to 22, which you got to make sure that at least who's 8. Orlando make it? Because if Orlando doesn't make it, they're not going to do that. You know, you can't have a team that would be. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Orlando would get. Okay, so it would be top 6 in the East, top 7 in the West for 13. Then the Grizzlies would be 14. Then the Nets would be 15. The Magic would be 16. The Blazers would be 17. Pelicans 18. Kings 19. Spurs 20. Then Phoenix Suns 21. And Washington Wizards 22. And it's a clean break.
It's a clean break. Yeah. After that, it drops down to...
After that, it would be Charlotte after that. But if you did 22 by record, regardless of conference, you get what is right now the top 9 in the East and the top 13 in the West.
Okay, so then you play 8 more games. Grizzlies can either get in, and then you take the top 14 teams. That's not the way he's writing about it. He's talking about the top 7 and the top 7, right?
Right. But, I the way Kevin O'Connor reports it is, in fairness to him, he does say you play a play-in tournament for the 8th seed in each conference.
Yeah.
But he says plans aren't finalized yet, but as of now, it appears conferences would stay in place. I don't know how you can pick the 11 in the West and penalize the Spurs for merely playing one fewer game than the other teams. That's a hard one to, the play-in tournament under this format would screw the Grizzlies. You'd really be screwing the Spurs because you wouldn't even be giving them a chance based on they didn't get to play a Thursday game that somebody else had already played.
Yeah, you could also make an argument that the Spurs didn't have much of a chance to get into the playoffs. It would be a weird way for the Spurs to miss, though, you know. So, I like the pool. I prefer the pool. To either one of these, you know.
I prefer the group stage. The argument against that seems to be, and tell me if you subscribe to this at all. The argument seems to, and it doesn't matter whether you listen to Woj or Zach Lowe, like they're all talking to people and then they're saying what they hear. And so as they explain it, the argument against the group stage is that it is so different from what NBA fans are used to, that it would be deemed radical by some, and you lead to a champion that is forever holding an asterisk because they didn't win it the way other teams usually win it. And I just don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think that's stupid.
I do too.
Honestly, I think it's stupid because, first of all, in the end, you're going to have 8 teams emerge from the group, and it'll look exactly like the playoffs used to look. You know, you're going to have your semifinals, the conference finals, and your final. I mean, you still have a tournament with 7 games or whatever else. And, I mean, there will be some asterisk to the season no matter what, but I don't think that if you do it that way as opposed to this other way, it would make it a bigger asterisk at all. And honestly, let's say if Milwaukee won it in that way, it would make it a smaller asterisk because Milwaukee's damned. They got screwed. They had to go through the group stage, and they still did it. They couldn't take advantage of coming out of the week East. So, no, I just don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. If you want to say it's unfair to Milwaukee, and so therefore you shouldn't do it. And by the way, being unfair to Milwaukee is worse than being unfair to Memphis because Milwaukee has a legitimate title chance, whereas Memphis, who, if you're being fair to them, who really cares in the grand scheme? I think that's a stronger argument against the group system than this idea that it's too radical and so it'll accentuate the asterisk.
All right. Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. The one thing that did come out of the Board of Governors meeting is that they do have a target start date, and it is July 31st. And I saw Mark Cuban on The Jump with Rachel Nichols this afternoon, and what he said is that the way the league is thinking is that you're just working backwards from the start of next season. And he certainly implied that next season is going to start in late December, probably on Christmas Day, December 25th. And so Mark Cuban said, you just start from December 25th and you work backwards. And he said, we want to have 2 months of an offseason so we can have the draft and, you know, a winter league for rookies or something. But we want 2 months off. And so if we start July 31st, we can be done by the end of September, take off October, take off November, early December training camp, and then start the season on Christmas Day. Does that all make sense to you? You fine with that? You fine with them already seemingly deciding the 2020-21 season is not going to start until late December?
Oh, I had already decided that. Yes, I got no problem with that. I mean, again, I don't want everyone's Christmas ruined, like whatever, but beyond that, I like it. Yeah, I got no problem with that whatsoever. Done.
And the other thing it does is just smart business. Like, there's a chance, there's a reasonable chance you won't be able to have 18,000 people in FedEx Forum in December. Or January, or February, but maybe by March you can, or April, or May, or June. In other words, the longer you push back, the further you push back the start of next season, the deeper you push it into 2021, and we might, as a country, fingers crossed, be in a better place with treatment or a vaccine or something. So even if you didn't need to push it back, it's just smart to push it back for, you know, as long as you reasonably can, because it just gives you more time to maybe be able to have filled arenas, because there's very little indication that you're going to be able to even start next season under normal circumstances.
But, and it's funny, I was semi-critical of the NBA for not figuring out a way to start earlier than that. Like, I said, look at the NHL, which already decided what they was going to do. Well, the NHL decided what they were going to do. But one way they decided it is they decided it without having any plan. I mean, they know what the system's going to look like, right? They haven't even picked their cities where they're going to be, and their games aren't going to start till late July either. So even though the NHL already decided on a system, there's no target date for yet for when games are going to start, and the feeling is that it's going to be in late July.
I guess the argument against starting July 31st, waiting that long, would be just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. Like, but that was Mark Cuban's explanation. We're really not in a hurry, because as long as we start by late July, we can finish by late September. And as long as we finish by late September, we get 2 months off before training camp in December and then start the season on December 25th. But I guess I'd counter that with, okay, I got it. You can start July 31st, but should you? Because right now there's a real thirst for live sports. And perhaps if you came back in middle July instead of late July, you can tap into that in a way that will still be there July 31st, but you'll have company then that you wouldn't have earlier, and then you'd have 2.5 months off as opposed to 2 months off. What's the big deal?
And it would help the radio show.
Please, God.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, and then the question is overlap with football, although, again, who knows? I'll be honest, it sounds kind of like the NFL. Right now, if you were betting, do you think the NFL schedule is going to be pushed back, or would you bet it will be as normal?
I think the NFL is going to start on time. And the reason is because that is such a big television property. Exactly. That, they're just going to want it to, let's just start it on time. Like we'll get fans when we can. Maybe we can have some fans to start, but the NFL makes its money on television, and that's why I think it'll be on television on schedule, for better or worse.
That's what I think. I think the NFL will start on time. I don't necessarily think college football will, although very clearly they are reporting. So.
All right, Jeff Calkins, enjoy the rest. What do you do on the rest of your trip to Buffalo?
I listen to podcasts. I make phone calls. That's what I do. Podcasts and phone calls. Radio, radio.
How do you feel about watching?
No.
Watching things while you're driving.
No, but like Seinfeld, there's a Seinfeld special on Netflix, evidently, and I can listen to that, right? As jokes. You don't need to watch Jerry Seinfeld tell jokes, right?
Well, I think it's always still better to see it, but to your point, I'll tell the truth. There was a time where there were all of these stand-up specials that I just sort of like got behind on them. They were on Netflix, and when I would drive home, I got about a 30-minute drive home every day after radio. And my dashboard is set up where my iPhone can just fit right in this little place.
Yeah.
And it's like I have a TV right there in my car. And I would watch stand-up specials or listen to stand-up specials on my drive home every day. I did that for like a month.
Well, I mean, there's been times in my life when I've actually like read the newspaper driving. And I don't recommend it, you know. And then the other thing is I finally figured out like how to stream TV shows, Jerry, so I'm catching up.
Woo-hoo.
I'm starting Homeland. Damn, that's a good show. Do you watch Homeland?
I started out watching Homeland, and it was incredible early on, and then it had one bad season, and it coincided with a busy time in my life. I don't even remember what it was, and I clocked out. And so I didn't finish Homeland. They just wrapped up the last season, and by most accounts, it got good again. Like, I would have been smart to just stick with it through the end. But early on, like, the first few seasons are great.
The first season is great.
The first season is...
Do you realize that actor is British? The guy, the American guy who returns to war?
Yes, and he's also the star in Billions, which is another great show.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You got to watch...
I've seen that one. I'm just catching up, man. But this is... I got to tell people, breaking news, Homeland's good.
10 years later, Jeff Calkins is here to tell you Homeland is good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you're getting to watch it.
All right.
I'll see you. Enjoy that Jerry Seinfeld special. Did you watch Homeland?
I did not.
It was excellent early on.
That's what you said is exactly what I heard, and it's why I didn't watch it.
It was. See, I started watching it like in real time. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, it starts this Sunday. Watch it this Sunday, right? And it was great, and then it was great. And I don't remember what season where it was just – it got a little too – it was like, I don't care. I don't care about this anymore. There's a few shows that – I usually don't give up on shows. Like, once I'm committed to watching them, I just watch them all the way through. Like, mm-hmm. I will not give up on them. But Homeland is one I just gave up on. Like, it got to a point where I got so far behind in a season, and everybody was just trashing it. And I was like, okay, it felt like it shouldn't be work to watch a television show. Like, if I don't want to watch this, why should I watch this?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just said, nope. And then apparently it got good again and finished
up
strong. But
it is hard to give up.
Like,
I'm with you.
Like The Affair was another one on Showtime. And I loved the first season of that.
Mm-hmm.
The second season was what, and then it got really bad. And I just I stayed with that one. I was like, I've committed so much time to this, I'm just going to stay with it. But by the time it was over, I was like, just be done. Just wrap it up, all right? Wrap it up. I've had enough. The one like that for me right now is, I never got into season 3 of, oh, God, what was the one on Hulu? It's got,
Handmaid's Tale.
I just gave up on that one.
I gave up on it too.
Like
I watched season 2. You know what it is, GP? Is after season 2, I was like, this show makes me sad. It makes me depressed. Is it great enough for how depressed it makes me when
right.
I watch it?
Well, I watched it. I didn't start watching it when everybody else started watching it, but it got so big and everybody was like, oh, this is great. I was like, I'll watch it. And then I watched it. I was like, this is interesting. I don't know if it's great, but I still watch season 1, and I watch season 2, and I think season 2 at the end, spoiler alert, is that where she, like, could have got out, but then went back?
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, that, enough of you.
Well, I think that the, because, you know, the book's not very long, and my wife read it, and they, the book is obviously over. Like, they've surpassed
right.
that. Right. So that's probably.
But, I just remember season three starting, and I heard nothing about it. And then I heard it was like, next episode of Handmaid's Tale, season three, is released tomorrow, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that started? I didn't even know it started. And then I had this moment. I was like, do I want to watch it? Like, I don't want to watch it. I have no interest in watching this.
I don't either. I might have to watch it now that you brought it. Like, I completely just forgot about it.
Yeah,
like, it just went out of my head.
Yeah, I just forgot about it. So I stopped. Gave up on that one. The one right now that's going on, it's in season three, and I think episodes every Sunday night, Killing Eve. I really liked season one, kind of liked season two. Then season three started, mm-hmm. and I'm watching other things so much that I just don't care. I don't care to get back into that one. I finished Succession. Very proud of myself for that.
That's consensus everyone likes.
It's great.
Okay.
It's great. And I'm now on Billions. I'm finally trying to catch up on Billions. They're in season five now. I'm in season two. Billions is great.
Billions is good.
It's a little like, it feels unrealistic. A lot of it feels like this couldn't possibly happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the best way I would explain Billions is, and again, I'm only like halfway through season two, but through whatever it is, I'm maybe 17, 18 episodes in. Through 17 or 18 episodes, you never get bored watching it. I never get bored watching it. It's like there's always something going on. It's always, I don't know. I've never been bored watching it.
Oh, I'll give you a perfect example of a show like you're talking about, because I know a lot of people watched it, was Sons of Anarchy. The first season of Sons of Anarchy was so good. Right. Like, it's like, wow, this show is, like, fresh, and it's just, it's a cool concept, blah, and it got worse every single, and I watched the whole damn thing, and it got worse every single season.
Oh, here's another one I gave up on a long time ago. Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Exact same thing. Like,
I started
the first
it.
Season pretty good. It was different, and then just ran out of it. How many episodes can you do about, like, okay, more zombies?
Yeah, like, I was just like, I don't know whether it was, like, season three or season four, but at some point I was like, you know what? I don't care about this anymore.
Yeah, the exact same way.
I'm done with it. I don't care about this anymore. And as long as we're talking TV, I did dive into the Jeffrey Epstein documentary on Netflix last night. I got through one episode so far. There's four episodes. I watched one of them last night.
Okay.
It's good. It's more, at least through one episode, more focused on the victims than I thought it would be. It's not really telling the Jeffrey Epstein story as much as it's telling the stories of his victims,
mm-hmm.
which is a worthwhile story to tell, obviously. But when I had listened to all of the Jeffrey Epstein podcasts that were released late last year or early this year, there were three of them that were all, like, released around the same time. And I was listening to all three of them. And they really focused on how he became who he was. And then it was, you know, like, how did he get his money? You know, how did he get into these social circles? How did he build this thing? How did he stay out of prison for as long as he did? And I was sort of fascinated in all of that. This, I thought, might mirror those. But at least through one episode, it's not. It is largely about, here's a real woman who was actually caught up in this. Here's how it happened. Here's what she experienced, which, again, is an eye-opening, you know, it's a worthwhile story to tell. It's just not what I expected, but I'll try to. I bet you I can knock out the other three episodes this weekend.
Okay.
So I'll let you. I'll give the full review of the Jeffrey Epstein documentary on Netflix. I'll do that on Monday. Be back in a second.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, you got to know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can walk into any package store and buy a more expensive bottle of vodka. They exist, but I don't know why you would do that if New Amsterdam Vodka is available, because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You're going to save money that way. They got flavored vodkas as well. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or by necessity, doesn't matter, they've got a gluten-free vodka, New Amsterdam does, so you can pick that up next time you're in the liquor store. Restaurants are open again. If you're in a restaurant, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Go check that website, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open again and treating patients right now. And yes, they're taking precautions and following the guidelines recommended by the American Dental Association, the CDC, and the Tennessee Board of Dentistry. They have proper PPE for the team members. They are pre-screening patients the day before their appointments by phone and again in their cars before each appointment. They'll have somebody check your temperature before you enter the clinical area. Sanitizers are all over the place. They have a cleaning crew every afternoon to clean, spray, and wipe the entire office, and they are limiting the number of people in waiting rooms and clinical areas. So if you need to make an appointment, you can. So you should. The number is 901-309-1333. That's 309-1333. The Smile Center. It's open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can check them on the web at SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow200.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
I have wonderful news, Memphis. Oak Hall is open again. Now, that's wonderful news because Oak Hall is a part of Memphis. And if Oak Hall is back, that means we're starting to make our way back, too. But beyond that, there's a lot of things we have to get, you know? It's graduation season. And if your graduates can't have actual graduation ceremonies, they can still have memorable gifts. There are birthdays and anniversaries to celebrate. Father's Day will be here before you know it. Or maybe you just want to thank the person you've been quarantined with all this time. There's no better way to do that than with a gift from Oak Hall. And yes, of course, they are cleaning and disinfecting and being as careful as you'd expect them to be. This is a store that made 4,000 masks to benefit church health during their time away. They're certainly going to take care of you. So stop by, if only just to say hello or to pick up something for someone you love. It's a joy just to be able to do that once again. And the folks at Oak Hall would love to see their friends.
Hello, heavy lifters, deal seekers, business owners, and one-man crews. Welcome to your local Cat dealer, Thompson Machinery. Your home for Cat compact equipment and offers like 0% for 60 months and no payments for 90 days. Whether you're buying, renting, or looking for preventative maintenance, at Thompson Machinery, it all starts with hello. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. And be sure to ask about 0% for 60 months plus 90 days, no payments and no interest. Terms and conditions apply.
Find a burger you'll love with today's Perks deal. $30 of burgers and more from Off the Hoof in Arlington for only $15. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad
chick. Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is at 5389 Poplar. 5389 Poplar. Corner of Poplar and Valley Brook. And if you want to go check out the inventory, stop by. They are open. They've been open. But if you'd rather Shop online. You can do it at mbofmemphis.com. mbofmemphis.com. The inventory is on the website, mbofmemphis.com. Brand new Mercedes, pre-owned Mercedes. And check this out. They have some incredible opportunities available to you right now. There's a 90-day deferred payment plan available. There is 0% financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial available. So how awesome would that be? Get a brand new Mercedes, 0% financing, don't have to make a payment for 3 months. If you were thinking about getting a Mercedes-Benz, you make sure to get it from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar. That's 5389 Poplar. If you want to shop online, mbofmemphis.com, and they'll deliver the vehicle to your home if you want them to. As long as you live within a 100-mile radius of 5389 Poplar, Mercedes-Benz of Memphis will deliver a vehicle to your home. So shop online, shop in person. Just if you are thinking about getting a Mercedes, you know where to go. Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar, on the web, mbofmemphis.com. I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but Lavelle Moton is the head basketball coach at North Carolina A&T. He has actually been on this show because his school played the University of Memphis at FedEx Forum a few years back. And yesterday I talked a little bit about that Candid Coaches series we did back in 2016 where Matt Norland and I asked more than 100 coaches, you know, have you ever had a bad interaction or scary interaction with a law enforcement official? And it was striking, the responses. They weren't surprising, but still, it cuts right down racial lines. If, you know, when we asked a white coach, almost none of them said yes. When we asked black coaches, they almost all said yes. In other words, the white coaches had never really had any problems. The black coaches, almost without exception, had had problems. And by the way, the white coaches who, and I didn't remember this until I went back and read it, the white coaches who said they had had a bad interaction with law enforcement officials, you know what they said? But it was when I was with a black person. Either if I played in college, one of my teammates, or after I became a coach, one of my assistant coaches. And so all of this has been brought back up based on what happened in Minneapolis. And Lavelle Moton is one of the coaches we talked to for that Candid Coaches series. So he had told this story anonymously, more or less, for our series back in 2016. But he got on Twitter yesterday and shared it publicly. And so I was going to share it with you guys. I'll just read it straight from Lavelle Moton's Twitter feed. He said, "This George Floyd issue has triggered my anxiety disorder. In May 2005, I was driving through my old neighborhood in my truck, which had tinted windows. And Raymond Felton was a passenger. In my rearview mirror, I notice a cop following me. And I'm on the phone with my mom, and she says, 'Stay calm.' Soon after this, the cop siren goes off, and I pull over. And he and his partner rush my truck, jerk my door open, guns pulled. He snatches me out of the truck and forces me to spread eagle on my truck. He's kicking my ankles, forcing me to spread my legs, while his partner is telling me to don't say an effing word, and he's calling for backup. They haven't asked for my driver's license, registration, nothing. And Raymond Felton, of course, being the star of North Carolina's national championship team, he and Lavelle Moton are tight." Lavelle's story continues. Raymond is on the phone with my mom, and they don't know he's in the truck because, again, the windows are tinted, and he was in, I assume, the back. Lavelle said, "They shoved me to the pavement and forced me to sit on the curb. They still haven't even told me why they pulled me over. They asked me if they can search my truck. I say no. They say, 'It's because you got dope in the car, huh?' I'm screaming for him to get his hands off of me, and now Ray is telling me to stay calm because my mom is terrified on the phone. Mind you, it's raining outside, and I have on all white. Soon after, his backup arrives and literally pulls up on the curb 4 feet away from me with his gun drawn. He asked for my license, and I told him, 'I'm not reaching in this truck. Give you an excuse to shoot me.' His partner glances at me and says, quote, 'These are not dope boys. This is Lavelle Moton and Raymond Felton.' So then the cops get in a huddle. They break their huddle. And the initial officer, the one who jerked him out of his trunk, walks up to him and says, "Ah, man, I apologize, but you fit the description of a call we received." He said, "Please accept my apology because I don't want you to think I'm an a-hole." He said the cop extended his hand, but I refused to shake it. I sat on that curb for 30 minutes, humiliated. He said, "It's the first time in my life I felt less than a man. I never said anything publicly because Raymond was entering the draft and I didn't want to impact his draft value. But my mom was crying. I was emotionally paralyzed, but I was still thankful just to be alive. When I see brothers like George Floyd and countless others, I'm triggered. My stomach turns and my heart becomes heavy for their loved ones. It's more than a hashtag. It's personal for many who can understand the feeling of being targeted." See, that cop didn't see a coach when he saw me. That cop didn't see a national champion when he saw Raymond Felton. He saw what he perceived as two dope boys, and that's what was scary. So today I decide to do my part in making this world see this tragic events in a different light. And then he continues and by asking other college coaches to, especially white ones, to use their platform and their stage to speak up on this and support George Floyd and his family. And so that's Lavelle Moten's story. And if you're an African-American male listening to me right now, you've probably got a similar story. If not, I know you know somebody who's got a similar story. If you're a white person, you probably don't have that story. I don't have that story. Nothing like that. But what I found when I started talking to coaches and just other people of color, like they all have a story. Everybody's got a story. It might not end in death, but it gets scary and uncomfortable. Almost everybody has a story. And I hope if we learn anything from this latest tragic murder, it's that this isn't as rare as you think it is. Perhaps death is uncommon, but harassment, terrorizing, that's not a rare thing. It's been a pretty common thing in this country for a long, long time for people who aren't fortunate enough to have the same skin color I got. Be back with dinner to go.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes. And when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
This is an important message about coronavirus. You are at higher risk for getting seriously ill if you are over 65, if you have any serious underlying medical conditions like heart disease, chronic lung disease like asthma, diabetes, or if you are undergoing cancer treatment. Stay home. Avoid close contact with others. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water for 20 seconds. Disinfect frequently touched objects like doorknobs and light switches. Visit coronavirus.gov for the latest information from the CDC. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. Right now,
Health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
At Charmin, we understand the last thing you should have to worry about right now is having enough toilet paper. Please know we're working around the clock to get you more Charmin as quickly as possible. We're also donating $2 million to direct relief to serve our communities. In the meantime, from our Charmin family to yours, please stay safe.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Right now, there's been supply chain interruptions that are affecting all sorts of computer stores, but at Cooper Systems, not a problem. They have all of the hard-to-find in-demand models because they've got incredible sources and relationships with vendors all over this country. They've got all the brands, like Apple, Dell, HP, Lenovo, whatever you need. Cooper Systems either has it or they can get it, or they can even build it for you. Yes, they can custom build a system for your specific needs. So if you want to get over there to the Mount Moriah Office Park, drop by. Every hour, they're sanitizing the doorknobs, all public services, pins, chairs, credit card machines. Every computer in the showroom is sanitized when it comes in and when it exits. But if you also would just still prefer to not enter, that's fine. They have curbside check-in as well. Give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. They're in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Lee and Lauren Cooper can help you. You tell them what it is you need a computer for. They'll find a computer that fits your needs. It's going to be better equipped to handle whatever it is you need to do. It's going to be perfectly suited for you, and if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you because you won't be paying for a bunch of stuff you'll never use. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we spent much of the show talking about the Board of Governors meeting that did happen today with NBA officials. They have targeted July 31st as a resume-to-play date. Plan to play for about 2 months to resume and conclude this season. Everything else is still up in the air, but based on the reporting, it appears that a resumption of the regular season with 5, 6, 7, 8 games, something like that, followed by a play-in tournament for the last seeds, followed by a bracketed 16-team tournament best of seven series. It seems like that is the most likely scenario at this moment, and that would be a scenario that is not beneficial for the Memphis Grizzlies, which is too bad.
What's the biggest game tonight?
You got no game.
What should I watch on TV?
Got a brand new Dateline NBC. 2 hours, 8 o'clock Central start.
Let's go.
You ready?
Yep.
Pamela Zimmerman was a CPA in Bloomington, Illinois. She was a divorced mother of three, but recently engaged to marry again. So life was good. But then one night, Pamela didn't come home. Her children couldn't get in touch with her. Her fiancé couldn't get in touch with her. And when everybody woke up the next morning, still nothing. Still no sign of Pamela. Until Ina Ness, Pamela's longtime office manager, entered Pamela's office just like normal, a little before 9 a.m., and encountered a nightmare. Pamela was on the floor, two bullets in her chest, one in her back, one in her temple. Pamela Zimmerman, she was dead. Who would do this? And why? That's tonight. Dateline.
You know,
we got a murdered mother of three.
We do, and I respect that. But I will say this case, there's not a lot there. I mean, we've got a fiancé situation. I just, you know, typically when you got a fiancé situation.
We got a divorce. We got an ex-husband situation, too.
We got an ex-husband situation. See, it points to one of the men in her life. I don't know if it's big enough for Keith. That's just where I'm at.
Keith Morrison reports.
You're kidding
me. I'm not kidding you.
Goat
stuff tonight, 8 o'clock on NBC. You want me to tell you what happened?
Yeah, let's hear it.
If you don't want me to ruin Dateline, turn your radio down for a second.
Okay, this better be good. Keith, man.
Okay, so they have three suspects.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.